弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才坐在底下就发现我们的讲台装了脚了。
I just noticed there are eggs on our pew.
希望我们的信息也能够是活的了。
Hopefully our message is also alive.
我记得去年我在大陆上培训的时候。
I remember last year when I went to training in China.
他们不像我们有这么好的讲台。
They didn't have the good setup like we do.
就在一个桌子上面放了一个大铁桶，一个旧旧的铁桶。
So they just put a barrel on the top of a table.
但是麦克风还是离我很远，所以他们又架了一个用布包着的一个东西，把麦克风架在上面。
And the microphone is very far away from me, so they just put something on top of it.
等到我一个礼拜讲完课了以后
，After a week of training,
那天我经过那里才发现，那个布里面包的是一把菜刀。
After the week of training, then I noticed what's holding the microphone as a cleaver.
我一看见以后，我说我要赶快跟他照张相。
So when I found out, I wanted to take a picture with the kitchen knife.
我说因为我早知道的话，我就不敢讲到了。
If I knew, I would not dare to speak anymore.
我说我不是怕那把菜刀。
It's not I was afraid of the kitchen knife.
我就会想起希伯来书第四章说到神的道像两刃的利剑。
I will remember that the word of God is like a sword with two edges.
我就想到我的信息不能够带着神的 power， 我就不敢讲了。
Then if my message does not have the power of God, then I dare not speak it.
他们都很幽默，全场大笑。
They're all very humorous. They all laugh.
很多人也去跟那把菜刀照相。
So many people took a picture with that kitchen knife.
今天早晨我们继续要交通一个很重要的题目。
Today we'll continue a very important message.
讲到我们怎么样子能够稳行在高处。
So how we can go on the heights.
今天这个世界是一个动荡不安的世界。
Now the world is shaking and changing.
而我们的内心也是常常波涛汹涌的一个世界。
So do our hearts.
但是我们如何能够在外面里外都动荡不安的里面，我们却能够稳行在高处呢？
So how can we go on heights when there are waves inside and outside of us?
我们需要靠着主的话和主的恩典来过这样子的生活。
By the word of God and the grace of God.
这个时代不用我们多说，我们都知道它已经越来越黑暗。
Needless to say, but this world is getting darker and darker.
不仅仅我们从报纸上或者我们的资料里面知道这个世界变得黑暗。
From the media and information, we know that this age is getting darker and darker.
我相信从我们的内心，我们都可以感受到这个世界的黑暗。
Deep in our heart, we can also feel that the world is getting darker.
多少的罪恶和试探就在我们的周围。
So many sins and temptations are around us.
从前我们说要小心不要引狼入室。
Before we say be careful not to bring wolves into your house.
而今天这些狼、豺狼、虎豹根本就在我们的家中。
But yet today those wolves are inside of our house.
你电视一打开来。
Just turn on the TV.
你把那个电脑一打开来。
Turn on your computer.
你随便客厅一下都是一些败坏的东西。
Just a click away and there are sinful things around us.
对。
Dear brothers and sisters,
现在连教会的 ministry 都有一个专门的 ministry 是来对付是来帮助那些在 internet 上看色情没有办法自拔的人怎么样子得到医治。
You know, there's a new ministry in church now. They're helping people who cannot control themselves from looking at the pornography on the internet.
这个世界真的是黑的。
So you know, this world is getting so dark.
我们知道前两天有一个六岁的小男孩用枪把一个六岁的小女孩打死。
We know that a couple of days ago, a 6-year-old boy.Just shot a 6-year-old girl.
第二天我在报纸上面看到一个讽刺性的漫画。
And the next day, I saw a very ironic cartoon on the newspaper.
那个漫画里面的妈妈牵着一个很小的小孩子到学校去上学。
On that cartoon, the mother was holding a very small boy to school.
那个小孩子妈妈说学校现在常常会发生枪击的事件。
So the little child asked the mother, "Now there are a lot of shootings at school."
那个妈妈就告诉他说你不需要担心啊，他说那个要到六岁以上才会发生的。
So the mother said you don't have to worry about it. It only happens after you turn 6.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件多么可怕的事情。
So what a terrible and dreadful thing.
在1992年的时候，
In 1992,
有一天报纸上报了一个很大的新闻。
And there was a big news on the paper.
他说在美国现在一个很流行的犯罪叫做抢车。
And now there's a very popular crime, it's carjacking.
我们经常都是劫机，它现在叫做劫车。
Usually the hijacking the airplane, now it's carjacking.
美国一年平均有200万辆车子。
About 2 million cars a year in the United States.
弟兄姊妹，那一天是讲到在 Pennsylvania, 一个拿了 PhD 的一个妈妈, 她们是非常 highly educated 家庭,
was a mother of she's very highly educated. She has a PhD.
她们住在一个非常好的一个社区里面.
And then they live in a good neighborhood in Pennsylvania.
她早上为了要去送她不到两岁的小孩送去给别人.
She was standing in the morning, sending her son to a babysitter.
她的车子在 driveway 上，她进去拿一个东西一下子而已.
And she parked her car on the driveway and she just went into the house to get something.
出来的时候别人就开她的车子要走，她不到两岁的小孩还在车上。
And after she came out, she noticed that someone just drove her car away.
她冲上去就抓着那个车门。
And so she just dashed to the car and grabbed the car door.
那个人就一直开，把这个妈妈在地上拖了两里路。 活活拖死，面目全非。
But the hijacker just kept on driving and dragged the mother on the road for 2 miles until the point of death.
FBI 的局长告诉全国的百姓说，你下次碰到这样子的人，你告诉他说 ，This is my key， 这是我的钥匙，你把我车子开走吧，千万不要跟他反抗。
So the chairman of FBI recommended people that if you ever run into this situation, just hand them your key. Don't ever resist.
像纽约、底特律这些犯罪率高一点的，平均每天至少10件事情，像这样子的事情。
You know, in cities like New York or Detroit, at least average about 10 high carjacks.
FBI 的局长告诉我们，他说不光是犯罪区，他说任何地方 ，stop sign 也好，你家的 driveway 上也好，最高级的社区、最平民的地区，通通都有。
FBI says, not only just in those high crime cities, anywhere. Stop signs, your driveways, anywhere these things could happen.
全美国没有一个地方是安全。So
there's no place safe in America.
那一年，他们派了几百个 FBI 的探员专门去对付这个罪恶。That
year, they sent out hundreds of FBI agents to fight this crime.
因为他们最多只能够找到14%那个真正破案。
But at the most, they could only solve about 14% of these cases.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这些东西我们不用去多说。
We don't have to keep on talking about these.
但是整个世态真的变黑掉了。
But we know that this world is turning so dark.
所以以赛亚书讲到主再来的时候。
So when Isaiah talked about the coming of Jesus.
他说看哪，黑暗遮盖大地。
He says, "See, darkness covers the earth."
幽暗遮盖万民。
And thick darkness is over the people.
弟兄姊妹，真的是一个全地黑暗的时代。
This is an age that darkness covers the earth.
对，我们常常想起当神的百姓在埃及的时候。
So we can think about when the people of God in Israel.
圣经讲到全地黑暗，但是神家却有光。
The Bible says. Darkness covers the earth, but yet there's light in God's house.
今天我们何等蒙神的恩典，让我们能够摆在神的救恩里面。Now
that we're so blessed, we are in the salvation of God.
让我们能够活在教会的里面。So
that we can live in church.
很多的时候，外面的黑我们好像不知道。So
a lot of times we don't feel the darkness outside.
但是弟兄姊妹，这真是一个黑暗的时代。It
is a dark age.
我前两天还有一天跟念慈交通，我有一个很深的感触。
Couple of days ago, when I shared with Nancy,
我的整个硅谷原来是工程师、科技人才最杰出的集中在这里。
Silicon Valley used to be a place where the technical elites are.
这些都是世界各地的精英精华。These
are the elites, the technical experts.
他们从小勤奋好学，力争上游，来到这个地方。They
work hard since their youth to come here.
现在硅谷整个的文化开始改变。But
now the culture of Silicon Valley has changed.
因为你们那么辛苦的工作，你比不上电脑去买股票。Because
no matter how hard you work, you don't make as much money as a playing stock.
一个工程师的那种纯净、那种上进的心，今天被股票这种世俗的东西开始慢慢取代了。So
the pure professionalism of a technical professionals are being changed.
你花多少功夫累积的钱，比不上别人买卖股票。
Your hard work cannot accumulate as much as buying trading stocks.
弟兄姊妹，这些难怪在台湾很多人不喜欢读大学，因为太容易赚钱。That's
why in Taiwan many people do not want to go to college anymore because it's too easy to make money.
人已经被那些看得见、摸得着的享受，整个的心被俘虏去了。Because
people's hearts are being captured by the visible pleasures of the world.
我那天跟他开玩笑，我说弯曲，真弯曲。
So I was joking with Nancy that the Bay Area is very wicked.
我说整个我们住的是湾区，对不对？那真的是一个湾区的时代。This
Bay Area is very wicked now.
住在硅谷的里面的人都喜欢硅谷啊，喜欢玩股票。And
people living in the Silicon Valley like to trade stocks.
大陆来的叫做硅谷，硅谷变成贵谷了，好贵，什么东西都贵。
And the Silicon Valley has become a place of expensive real estate.
我只是不好意思叫它鬼谷就是
了。Or I dare not call it the Valley of the Ghosts.
弟兄姊妹，这里真的是一个充满试探的地方。
This is a place full of temptation.
而我们处在这样子的一个世代里面。
Yet we live in this place, this time.
不小心的话。
If we're careless.
许多人生最宝贵的东西都要掉的。
Many most precious things in our life will be lost.
你先不就算不讲属灵的事情
let alone the spiritual things
很多人生纯正美好的事情都会掉的
many good things in life will be lost
夫妻之间的感情
the relationship between husband and wife
父母跟孩子之间的亲情
and parents and children
朋友之间那种真诚的关系
and the pure friendship among friends
整个人生我们的享受我们的精神方面通通很多都是不掉的
or our enjoyable things will be neglected
更不要说在属灵上我们跟这位伟大的神之间的关系
let alone our relationship with this holy God
人没有空管这些东西
people have no free time to take to care about these things
弟兄姊妹我们到底在这样子的一个世代的里面
so living in this generation
我们怎么样子能够活出一个稳定的生活
how can we live a stable life
我们决定需要在主的面前神需要拉得清楚
We need to establish some very clear and definite life principles
不然这个世界就吞噬我们了
Otherwise we will be devoured by this world
刚才唱的诗歌说整个世界 on fire 整个世界都在燃烧
The world is on fire as we stand just now
弟兄姊妹有的时候我们需要从火里面逃出来
Sometimes we need to escape from the fire
不然这个世界真是要烧灭我
Otherwise we will be burned
那保罗他虽然这么属灵
Paul, even though he's so spiritual,
但是许多的地方他在教导的时候都说你们要逃避，要逃避，要逃避。
But many times he says, run away, flee, run away.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这个世代里面，我们更是有许多的地方我们需要求主保守我们。
And then there are many areas in this life that we need God's mercy to protect us.
所以当圣经上告诉我们，耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
So the Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord goes to and from.Over the world.
当他看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣，神的心就欢喜。
When the Lord sees that the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel, then he's happy. He's glad.
什么叫做线砣？就是在盖房子的时候，他们那个线一拉就知道这个房子盖准了没有。
So what is a plumb line? A plumb line is a string with a weight. It's used to measure if the thing is vertical.
到底歪的还是正的？
If the building is straight or not
到底是凸出来了还是不够
Is it protruding or is it too it's not
说到一个准绳然后在神百姓的中间
So that is a guideline set among people of God
用子的那所罗巴伯所处的时代是神百姓被掳的时候
Zerubbabel lived in the age that God's people were captured
都在仇敌的辖制底下
They were controlled by the enemy
但是所罗巴伯带着一些爱主的人他们为了神的见证他们回到耶路撒冷
But he led a bunch of people back to Jerusalem for the testimony of God.
他们重建祭坛，重盖圣殿。
They reestablished the altar and the temple.
他们要恢复对这位神至高的敬拜。
They want to reestablish the highest worship for this God.
所以他在那里为神家拉出准绳来。
So he established this guideline.
当神一看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣，他的心就欢喜。
When God sees the plumb line in his hands, then God is God.
这是一个合我心意的人。
He says, this is a man after my heart.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
今天在我们的生活里面我们需要拉出准绳来。
So today we need to establish principles and lines in our life.
连我们这一代都这么多人被吞吃了。
Even our generation, there are so many people being devoured by the enemy.
我每次想到我们的下一代我心里面就会着急。
Every time I think about our next generation, then my heart worries.
那个世界的试探整个罪恶的堕落那真的是可怕。
Because the temptation and the fall of the world is even greater.
美国的女孩子十八岁以前就发生性关系的已经高到70%。
About 70% of girls before the age of 18 has sex relationships.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有孩子在我们的旁边。
We all have children around us.
他们怎么去面对这个世代
？How do they face this world?
如果我们再不起来为着我们的家庭，为着我们个人向神谨守的话
，If we do not watch for ourselves, for our family.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是在被这个世界吞噬掉。
We will be devoured by this world.
我们的神他的法则从来不改变。
Yet the principle of God never changes.
我们神他的要求从来不改变。
And his requirements never change.
世界可以堕落，但是我们神的标准从来不变。
The world may fall, but the standards of God never change.
就像我前一阵子讲，我们怎么样子
Just like before long, I share with you how we can establish good habits in our life.
就像我们什么样子要有稳定的人际关系，我们没有办法每一个去细讲。
I can't talk details about how we can have good relationships with people.
今天我们要讲到生活的准绳，我也没有办法每一个事说这个事情可以做，那个事情不可以做。
Today I want to talk about the guidelines in our life, but still I cannot tell you every single detail which can we can do, which we cannot.
我们却愿意照着主的话，把圣经上一些基本的准绳。
But yet I'll just share with you the basic principles according to the words of God. Yet all principles relate to our Lord. The best principle is the word of God. The best principle is the judge of the peace of Lord in our heart. The best principle guideline is the anointing teaching in our hearts. There are many good principles from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today I'll just concentrate on the four principles and guidelines that Paul has set. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
请大家都要背啊，我讲完的时候要考的。
Please memorize it.
哥林多前书第六章
1 Corinthians chapter 6
12节
Verse 12
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。 好, 我们请读到第十章,
and let's turn to chapter 10.
请读23节,
verse 23.
23节的前半跟第六章是重复的, 好,
first part is the same as the other one.
凡事都可行, 但不都有益处, 凡事都可行, 但不都造就人。 好, 我们请读31节到33节,
let's turn to let's read verse 31 to 33.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。不知是犹太人，是希利尼人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。就好像我凡事叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。 好，在这里保罗为我们拉了四条非常宝贵的准绳。
So here Paul sets two very precious principles for us.
第一件事情讲到是对他自己的，对他的自己，尤其是对他的生命来说的。First,
regarding to himself.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。Everything
is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial.
第二件事情是讲到对着仇敌，或者对着仇敌一切的诡计和试探来说的。Then
to the enemy and to all the temptations, he said.
凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他辖制。
Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
第三件事情特别重在对人，对他所接触的人。Then
the third is regarding people who he comes across.
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。Everything
is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
第四件事情特别讲到他对着神来说的。Then
to God.
或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God.
第一件事情在这里讲到凡事我都可行，但是不都有益处。
First he says, everything is permissible to me, but not everything is beneficial.
我们知道这里保罗所讲的益处跟罗马书第八章所讲的万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，是指的一样的意义。
You know, when he talks about the beneficial, it's the same goodness, the same benefits as Paul talks about in Romans chapter 8, everything works out for the good of those who love God.
这里的益处还不是指外面的好处，或者今生短暂的好处。
It's not the outward benefit that he's talking about.
我常常听到以前很多人做见证说神叫万事互相效力，我去的时候正好 on sale, 所以我每一个系成带便宜了5毛钱。
I often hear this testimony that God works out for all all things work out for the good of those who love God, so that when I went to the market, things were on sale, and I got saved a great deal of money.
就算那是神给你的恩典, 但是还不是圣经上所说的益处。
Maybe that's the grace of God, but that's not the benefit that Bible tells us.
圣经上的益处是指的永存的, 特别是关乎我们生命的。
When the Bible talks about the benefits, it's eternal, it's regarding our life.
所以, 如果说是指外面的益处的话, 那我们基督教的信仰太现实了,
太自私了。 If it's only for our benefits, then our belief is too selfish.
你一爱神, 神就给你益处。
If you love God, you'll be benefited.
我凡事都可行, 但并不都有益处, 我都是用益处来衡量我, 做不做。
If you only use the profit to measure everything,
弟兄姊妹真的成为一个自助式的人。
And that would be a selfish person.
但是在这里保罗所讲的益处，特别是关乎神那一面来看的。
But this benefit that Paul talks about is from the point of God.
这个到底我们该不该做这件事情？
Whether should we do this or not?
我想我们只要问一个问题就可以知道了。
We can just ask one question.
到底这件事情？
Would this thing?
会不会让我更爱神？
Cause me to love God more?
会不会让我跟主之间的更好？
Will it improve my relationship with God?
会不会让我属灵的生命更长进更丰富？
Will it cause my spiritual life to grow?
所以不需要去问别人说我可不可以买股票，我可不可以看电影？
You don't have to ask around if we should go to the movies or if we should trade stocks.
弟兄姊妹，就到底当我们做这些事的时候，
So when we do these things,
它对我跟神的关系，
How does it affect our relationship with God?
它对我内在生命, 我属灵生命, 有没有带来祝福？
Will it bless my spiritual life?
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个非常非常清楚的,
And this is a very clear principle.
所以呢, 如果我们的答案说他没有办法的话,
If our answer is no,
所以有一些事情我们就可以不必要去做它。
Maybe there are things that we don't have to do.
那么有一些事情甚至我们就不该去做它。
Or maybe there are things that we should not even touch it.
因为做了它可能给我们生命带来伤害。
Because it might damage our spiritual life.
它可能给我们带来很多的亏损。
Or maybe cause loss in our life.
所以尤其在我忙不过来的时候。
Especially when I'm too busy.
就是我们的时间用不完，不够用的时候。
When I have no time at all.
我们就要去衡量到底这件事情是不是这么绝对的必要。
Then we have to evaluate if this thing is really, really necessary.
所以你家里面做菜，你今天要炒菠菜，正好没大蒜了，已经没有空出去了，就不要为了大蒜再跑出去买一次。
So if you are cooking vegetable and then you don't have garlic, don't just go to the market because of garlic.
免得你一面出去买，一面埋怨，一面急躁，又不小心撞车，你给你搞出很多的麻烦。
Because you might be so anxious and then you will complain when you drive and you might run into an accident.
那一盘菠菜有没有大蒜不会让你生命更丰富的。
Whether there's garlic in your vegetable won't affect your spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，让我们的生活简单一点的时候。
Let's simplify our life.
到底我做这件事情它对我生命会不会造成伤害。
Would this thing cause damage in our spiritual life?
当别人诱惑我们去做一件犯罪不讨神喜悦的事情的时候，
When we are tempted to sin,
我们里面要有勇气去说no,
Let's have courage to say no.
因为他对我的生命一定会带来亏损。
Because for sure it will damage my spiritual life.
当我讲这句话的时候，
When I say this,
当我做这件事，
Do something,
当我买这件衣服，
Buy something,
如果会让我这个人不能偏离神， 我就宁可不做。
If it will cause me to depart from God, then I'd rather not do it.
如果他不能够帮助我更爱主， 我也可以不做他。
If it doesn't help me to love the Lord more, then it's okay if I don't do it.
这是保罗在这里提醒我们的第一件事情。
And that is the first principle Paul recommends.
所以第二件的原则， 他说凡事我都可行， 但是无论做哪一件， 我总不受他辖制。
Secondly, Paul says everything is permissible to me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
仇敌辖制我们，
The enemy wants to master us.
有一些试探是偶发性的， 偶尔来的。
Some temptations are accidental.
但是真正伤害我们最久的， 常常都是长期性的。
But yet those who damage us the most are usually the habitual, the long term.
养成一些坏的习惯，
Like bad habits.
或者被一些瘾抓住。
Or we control by addiction.
那这个东西在我们身上就产生的力量。
And they become they become a big power over us.
他就辖制我。
They will find us and master us.
什么叫做辖制呢？
So what is to be mastered?
就是我们不能去做我们该做的。
Because we cannot do what we ought to do.
那听清楚啊，不能去做我们该做的。
We cannot do what we ought to do.
或是我们去做了我们不该做的。
Or we do what we should not do.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做我们活在辖制的底下。
That means we're being mastered by something. We're being bound.
有一些事情是我们该做的。
Some things we ought to do.
我们可能太忙了，没有办法去，没有空去做，那这个是可以了解的。
But maybe we're too busy and we have no time to do, and that's understandable.
但是有一些我们，我刚才讲的说不能去做我们该做的，就是那件事情真得做的时候，你发现你居然没有力量去做。
But what I just talked about, we cannot do something we ought to do, is when we ought to do it, we find out we have no power to do it.
那件事情是辖制的。
That means we are bound.
我曾经给你们举过一个很简单的例子。
I gave you a very simple example before.
啊，就是我从前有一阵子突然被这个美国足球迷上了。
That I was addicted to soccer game.
你看我的样子实在不像啊。
See, I don't look like it, right?
那个 football， 美国的 football。
Okay, American football.
他以为我只会在 soccer 有兴趣。
Okay, he was addicted to football.
严重到一个地步呢，有一天在波饼聚会的时候。
To a serious point that one day was in the breaking of bread meeting.
那天下午我忘了是 49ers 的 Super Bowl 还是Oklahoma 的那个冠亚军赛，我已经忘记了。
I forgot what kind of ball games that there will be that afternoon.
啊，那是我很久以来就很想看的。
And that's a ball game that I've been looking forward to for a long time.
啊，那天国饼聚会的时候，主突然就说不让我看。
That day, at the breaking of bread, the Lord says, don't watch the
game. 弟兄姊妹，我在伯饼聚会底下就没办法祷告，我就跟主 argue。
And you know, I just couldn't pray anymore. I started arguing with the Lord.
我说主啊，你看我整个 season 就很少看，留到 Super Bowl 要看，你又不让我看。
So I argue with the Lord, you know, I hardly watch any game the whole season, and I just wait until the Super Bowl game, and then you won't let me.
但是我发现我没有办法抗拒不看。
But then I found out I have no power to resist.
我就跟主讨价还价。
So I argue with the Lord.
我从来没有看过一场 football 超过两个 quarter 的，因为我觉得那是浪费时间。我就是看后面。
I never watch a ball game over two quarters. I only watch the finals because I thought it was a waste of time.
我那天就跟神 argue， 我说主只看一个 quarter。
So I argue with the Lord. I just watch the final quarter.
主也不讲话。
But the Lord doesn't say anything.
我说主看最后几分钟可不可以？
And I said, what about the last few minutes of the game, Lord?
还是不可以。
Still no.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我那天正在那里挣扎的时候。
So when I was struggling with the Lord.
饼杯传到我的面前。
The cup was passed to me.
一下子有个痛苦，我没有办法拿起的饼。
All of a sudden, there was such pain that I couldn't let hold of the cup.
主耶稣在十字架上把他的命都为我留了。
Because on the cross, Jesus gave his life for me.
我对他的爱居然连一场球赛不看我都没办法自由。
I cannot even be free from a football game.
我在主的面前就很难过，我求主赦免我。
So I asked the Lord to forgive me.
我说主，回家我决定不看。
I said, Lord, I will not watch the game when I go home.
我练习很体贴我，他早就知道我盼望这个球赛。
My wife Nancy is very understanding. She knows that I love to watch this ball game.
下午到的时候，她问我说：“你怎么还不看啊？”
So she asked me, "How come it's time? How come you're not watching the football game?"
我说我不会看。
And I said, "No, I won't watch it."
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是神怜悯我。
It's the mercy of God to me.
也在不觉得里面发现，在主以外有东西在我身上强到一个地步，是让我不能自由的。
Before I knew it, there was something on me that's stronger than me that caused me not to be free.
我不是说看球赛是罪是错事啊，弟兄姊妹，你们知道我。
I'm not telling you to watch the football game is a sin. No.
而是说，当神要求我的时候，是我该关掉电视，我居然关不掉。
Because when the Lord requires me to turn off the TV, I have no power to.
我就说到我已经受了捆绑。
That means I was bound already.
对那些不太爱看小院子的。底下不是对你们讲的，对那些迷小院子的人。
For those who are addicted to the Chinese soap opera.
你最好的 test 就是你能不能随时说关就关掉。
The best test for you is that can you turn off the TV anytime you want to?
对这些喜欢玩 video game 的小孩子。
For those who love the video games.
你能不能不是因为爸爸拿着棍子在旁边的，你 只好关掉。
Can you turn off the game? Not because your dad was holding a stick right next to you.
请你们从年轻的时候就开始操练，我要在凡事上能够自由。
Practice to be free in everything, starting from your youth.
我不受他辖制。
So that I will not be mastered by anything.
当仇敌不能够辖制我们的时候
When the enemy cannot master us,
要知道我们活出神儿女的尊贵和自由了
Then we can live a noble and free life as a child of God.
加拉太书第五章第一节保罗说基督已经释放了你
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says Jesus has freed you.
已经叫我们自由了所以要站立得稳不要再被奴仆的轭辖制
So that stand firm and do not be bound by the yoke of slavery again.
好弟兄姊妹仇敌很多的方法来辖制我们
There are many ways that enemy wants to bind us.
所以我们不能够去做该做的事情说到我们不自由
So that we cannot be free to do things that we ought to do.
我们不能去做我们不能不做我们不该做的有些事情是不该做的但是你不能不去做它也说到我们是瑕疵不自由
And there are things that we should not be doing but we cannot stop but doing it and that means we are not free either
啊，很多很严重的事情
But many things very serious
像我刚才讲的在 internet 你上面去看色情的照片
Like looking at pornographies on the internet
这成为很多人身上的一个瑕疵
becomes a bondage for many
一些不该说的话
Some things we shouldn't say
应该没有办法控制自己的脾气和愤怒
We cannot control our temper
有姊妹都说到我们里面的一些东西在那里辖制我们
That means we're being controlled by something
今天有很多年轻的孩子在这里
Today there are many young people around us
我跟你们分享一个我年轻时候的学习
I want to share with you some lesson I learned when I was young
希望对你们也能够成为一点提醒和帮助
I hope it will be a reminder for you
在我15岁的时候
When I was 15
我大哥结婚
My oldest brother got married
所以我去北边到我爸爸那时在的一个军场里面去吃喜酒去
So I went to attend a wedding banquet
我们讲喜酒但是我爸爸在我们家所有儿子的婚礼里面绝对不摆酒的为了基督徒的见证
And then there was no wine for the testimony.
所以那天呢，大概我父亲的底下的一个部下呢，吃喜酒没喝到酒，心里面有点不舒服。
And then there was a subordinate of my dad, and he couldn't find the wine, and then he wasn't very satisfied at the wedding banquet.
我那天跟他坐在一个桌子上。
I was sitting at the table with him.
他一看到我。
So when he saw me,
他说你这个人啊，一定是个喝酒的人。
He says, "You must be a drinker."
你们就很不服气我那时候唱15岁怎么可能喝过酒我从来不喝酒
So I wasn't happy I said、oh, I never drank wine before
他就跟全桌人说你们等着看吧这个人将来是大酒鬼
So he says watch when he grows up he's gonna be a drunkard
我心里面真是不服气
So I wasn't very happy about it
后来来到加州的时候
So when I came to California
我那时候20多岁大概25岁26岁
I was about in my mid-20s
有一天这个别人跟我讲说这个吃海鲜的时候配上冰啤酒好喝得很
and someone says when you eat the seafood it's the best with cold beer
有一天呢就突然里面被这个试探了我就到 Safeway 去买了半打啤酒回来
so I was tempted and I bought half dozen of cold beer
然后真的冰得很寒冰了以后开始那么喝
when it becomes very chill then I start drinking
我一喝我就发现我这个人不能喝啤酒
then I realized that I couldn't drink beer
不是因为它不好喝因为它太好喝了
It's not because it's not good, it's really good.
我从来没喝过第一次一喝我就觉得哎啤酒怎么这么好喝
That was the first time and then I really liked it.
然后我就突然想起我爸爸的那个同事那天讲的话
Then I remember my dad's friend said that day.
我里面就马上有一个属灵的警觉
Then I had this alert.
我说主啊这个东西为什么在我里面一下子力量这么大
How come it becomes so powerful in me all of a sudden?
不久以后第二天还是什么我就打开第二瓶喝
And then the second day I opened the second bottle
每一口都让里面很不安
And every single sip will cause this unpeacefulness
因为每一口都这么好喝
Because every sip was so good
我喝到一半的时候我觉得我必须停下来
So about halfway down then I feel I had to stop
我带着那剩下的四瓶半啤酒走到我家的垃圾桶去
So I took the remaining 4.5 bottles to the trash can
我在主的面前祷告主
I pray to the Lord
我的主啊
Lord
我说主我实在求你怜悯我
have mercy on me.
这个世界居然有这么多的力量是我不知道的，居然可以在我们身上产生这么大的杀机。
There's so many things in the world that have so much power on us that I didn't know.
我不知道啤酒对你怎么样，但是我知道啤酒对我一定会成为捆绑。
I don't know how beers are to you, but I know to me it's a bondage.
我那天祷告完的时候，那四瓶半被我一起丢到了这桶。
So after I pray, I dumped four and a half bottles of beer into the trash can.
十八年来我没有再碰过一次。
It's been 18 years and I haven't touched them.
弟兄姊妹，不是我不爱喝它。
That I don't like it.
而是我那天我碰到了我生命的弱点。
Because that day I touched the weakness of my life.
我们需要认识我们生命脆弱的地方在哪里。
You have to know your weak spot.
所以保罗告诉我们要逃避，要逃避，要逃避。
So Paul tells us to flee, to flee, to flee.
如果你对那些色情的东西不能抗拒，你就连第一次都不要去碰它。
If you know that you cannot resist pornography, don't even try the first time.
我也不是说你能够抗拒就应该去看。
I'm not saying that if you can resist, then go ahead.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
太多的事情容易在我们身上成为锁链。
Too many things can be chains on us.
保罗说我凡事都可行，但是我绝对不受他辖制。
So Paul says, everything is permissible to me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
我们有些很多的瑕疵都不是一下子来的，有的时候是慢慢来的。
Some bondages don't come suddenly, they come gradually.
有些是像我刚才说的啤酒，这么强的一下子就让我里面进去。
Some are very strong like the beers to me.
有一些东西是慢慢慢慢在你身上加重力量的。
Some come gradually.
就跟你煮青蛙一样，从冷水开始煮，煮到最后他发现不对劲的时候，他所有逃生的力量都被 disabled, 他逃不掉了。
Just like when you cook frogs, first you put them in cold water and then you start simmering the hot water. The water, when it becomes hot, the frog already lost the ability to flee.
我们在座这么多年轻十几岁的孩子们。
So many young people around us.
我们不是在这里把一些要求要在你们的身上。
We're not just giving you more requirements.
我们在这里给你们一些 advice, 这个世界太多事。
We're just giving you advices. There are too many traps in this world.
一定要靠着神的恩典把我们的准绳拉起来。
We have to establish our principles by the grace of God.
到底这件事情对我生命有没有意义？
Is this thing beneficial to us?
到底这件事情会不会成为我的瑕疵？
Would that be a binding power to me?
就连你们现在在玩 video game 的，常常学习要有节制。
Even the video games that you play, remember to have.Self-control.
就连我们听音乐都需要节制。
Even the music, we have to have self-control.
我之后有一段时间上了车就必须开音乐，没办法关的。
When I was in my 20s, there was a time that I had to turn on the radio whenever I drive, and I just couldn't turn it off.
很多的时候因为没有诗歌可以听，都是听那些什么 country music 或者 hard music. 我不去听他歌词，我只喜欢有些节奏就是了。
Sometimes I can't find the hymnary, so I just listen to the country music or.Secular music. I just like the melody.
后来我发现神实在怜悯我，连这些事情神都管我。我发现我关有的时候不想关。
But then the Lord had mercy on me, so that I found out sometimes I just couldn't turn it off.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们身上一个很好的平衡。到底你在这件事上还有没有自由
？So this is a very good judgment. Do we still have freedom over this?
如果我们没有自由了，已经说到仇敌的力量在那里 rule over, 在那里管辖我们。
If we do not have freedom anymore, that means the power of enemy is already ruling over us.
我们要小心啊。
Be careful.
第三件事情，他说凡事都可行。
The third principle is everything is permissible.
但是不都造就人。
But not everything is constructive.
特别讲到我们跟我们周围家人也好，同事也好，弟兄姊妹也好，我们的相处。
It relates to how we deal with people around us, our family, our coworkers.
那在这里说，并不都造就人。
Does not everything is constructive.
我们可以从两面来看。
We can look at it from two perspectives.
从消极方面来说，我们不要使别人绊倒，不要伤害别人。
Passively, that's not to cause anyone to stumble or get hurt.
所以保罗说，不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。
Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Greeks or Jews or Church of God.
所以当我在讲这句话或讲这件事的时候
，So when I say this.
到底对我有没有生命，有没有益处？
Is it beneficial to me?
到底我会不会对对方带来造就，还是带来伤害？
Is it constructive to the other person or is hurtful?
如果这个准绳一拉的话，很多的 gossip 从我们中间出去了，先言先语。
When we set up this principle, then a lot of gossip rumors can be can be eliminated.
有一次我看到一个真正的故事。
Once I read a true story.
讲到教会里面传福音，传完福音以后，有很多人觉知。
That there was a gospel meeting, and after the gospel meeting, many people converted.
然后会后大家开始回家走路，因为都是住在附近的，它是 community church，很多人走路回家。
So after the meeting, many people walk home because they live in the community.
有一个年轻人那天刚觉知的，他里面很喜乐。
There was this young person who just accepted the Lord and was very joyful.
他看到前面有两个教会出来的姊妹在前面讲话，他就很想。 跟他们聊聊天，所以他就追上去跟他们一起讲话。
And then he saw two sisters walking in front of him, and they were talking, so he just quickly joined them.
他说：“哎，你们喜不喜欢今天的聚会？”他说：“我今天听得真好，我觉得你们的基督徒真好。”
So he asked those two sisters, "Do you like the meeting tonight?" Oh, I was so touched. I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was wonderful to be a Christian.
那两个人也很高兴。
And those two sisters were very happy.
然后底下就讲说：“哎呀，你们今天这个讲员讲的，这个牧师讲的真好哦。”
And then the newborn brother says, "Oh, your pastor gave such a good message today." So then the face of those two sisters changed. And then for the following few minutes, those two sisters start telling him how bad this pastor is. So the young person will never return back to the church anymore.
才刚刚觉知。 不过几分钟的时间，就让他再决定再也不到教会去了。
Was only a few minutes after he was saved, he made a decision not to go back to church anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做绊倒人。This
is to cause someone to stumble.
就是说，绊倒人的事是免不了的，那绊倒人的有祸了。The
Lord Jesus says temptations and stumblings are inevitable, but all to those who cause them.
所以在消极上面，我们不要做任何的事，说任何的话去绊倒别人。
So passively, that's not to do anything or say anything to cause anyone to stumble.
所以你哪一天如果跑到 Lake Tahoe 或是 Reno 里面去看到牧师或者你们的组长坐在那边拉屎搞老虎。
If one day you found your district leader or your pastor sitting at a slot machine in a casino.
我们可能心里面就会被绊倒，对不对？
Then maybe you might get stumbled, right?
你不要说这样子的事情。保罗说，如果我吃肉会叫我的弟兄跌倒，我就终身不吃肉。Paul
even said that if I eat meat will cause anyone to stumble, I will not eat meat for the rest of my life.
这是我们对自己的要求。And
that is a requirement that we set for ourselves.
但是对别人我们就不要这样子，因你那样看我，我会被绊倒，让他们随便去吃，你才会绊倒你。
But then for others, don't be so straight.
在这里讲到凡事都可行，消极方面讲到不绊倒别人，不伤害别人。
So passively, that's not to cause anyone to stumble or to hurt anyone.
积极方面，我们要让我们跟我们接触的人，他们能够受到激励，能够得到祝福。
But aggressively and actively, that we hope everyone who come across us will be encouraged and be blessed.
所以保罗才会劝我们说，凡事要说造就人的好话。So
Paul encourage us to say things to construct say things constructive.
不是谄媚甜言蜜语这些话，是说造就人的好话，能够帮助他生命得到建造。
Not to be sweet mouth, but then to say things constructive to be edifying.
所以神把我们量在我们周围的人都有神特别的心意的。
So God has His special purpose. Why he put all these people around us?
尤其有亲戚关系，那是神主宰的权柄给我们安排的。
Especially our relatives, they become our relatives because of God's sovereign power.
像我们的父母亲，我们的妻子，我们的孩子，我们的兄弟姐妹。
Like our parents, our spouse, our siblings, and our children.
不要愁眉苦脸了，你哥哥很好的。
Don't be so sad. Your brother is nice.
神安排给我们都是好的。
God arranged everything.
神在我们身上有极深的美意，要叫我们成为他们的祝福。
God has this blessed will that we will become their blessing.
就我们昨天去参加那个张老弟兄张伯伯的葬礼，我们都很怀念他。
Yesterday when we attended the funeral of this elder brother Zhang, we all remember him.
那个当师母做见证的时候，说他的妻子很，不是说他的丈夫很少讲话的。
And then when his wife gave testimony, she says that her husband hardly spoke.
在同事之间，在教会里面，在家里面，他的话都不多。
Among family or friends, he didn't say much.
但是碰到他的人都觉得他是一个非常 kind person, 一个非常良善的、非常单纯的人。
But whenever anyone who come across him would say that he's a pure and kind person.
他的孩子、他的媳妇、他的妻子、弟兄姊妹都很喜欢他。
His children, his daughter-in-law, his wife, they all love him.
弟兄姊妹，虽然他不能言善道，但是这个却在人的心中令人怀念。
Even though he was not eloquent in speech, yet he's memorable in many people's hearts.
那我们有一天走的时候，我们的家人或者我们的朋友是很舍不得我们呢，还是说你总算走了？
So one day when we finally leave this world, would our friends and family miss us, or they would be glad that we finally leave?
那我们觉得好笑，那如果好笑的话，美国就不会发生这么多枪杀自己亲人的事情，对不对？
We think it's funny, but if it's really just a joke, then there won't be so many murders among families in America.
等不到他走了，只好自己来下手。
So many people who couldn't wait until the day that their family leave the world, so they just have to.
弟兄姊妹，起初都不是这样。
At the beginning, it wasn't so.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
所以神给我们安排了这些人在我们的旁边。
So God arranged all these people around us.
不是叫我们去彼此伤害的。
Not that we will hurt each other.
而叫我们彼此。对方的祝福。
But we will be blessings for each other.
所以，如果你的另外一半或你的孩子坐在你旁边，应该捏捏他的手啊 ，appreciate 一下。
So if your spouse or your children sit right next to you, just squeeze their hands and say, "I really appreciate you."
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
消极方面，让我们不去绊倒别人。
Passively, let's not cause anyone to stumble.
而积极方面，我们要能够凡事上事的去造就别人。
But actively, let's try to edify everyone.
然后跟我们接触的人能够从我们身上能够得到祝福。
So that everyone around us will be blessed because of us.
越亲的人应该得到越多的祝福。
Especially those who are closer to us.
因为你不可能花那么多的时间跑到教会去跟那个记账的人天天跟他讲。
Because it's impossible for you to spend a lot of time to go to Safeway to talk to the registrar.
丈夫天天都跟你在一起。
But yet your husband and your children are with you all the time.
而最后呢，保罗说，或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Lastly, Paul tells us, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God.
这一方面讲到我们向着神该有的态度。
So this is the attitude that we should have for God.
有什么？我不知道当你们读到这一节圣经的时候，你们里面的感受是什么
？I don't know how you feel when you read this verse.
以前我不太能够体会神心的时候，我读到这一段，我觉得好重的压力哦。
Before when I could not understand the heart of God, when I read this verse, I felt pressured.
我觉得神怎么这么严格，连吃跟喝都要为荣耀他行。
I felt God is so strict. He even minds our drinking and eating.
可是后来有一天，神怜悯我哈，开了我一点心，让我了解神为什么这么说。
But one day God had mercy on me. He gave me the understanding, so I understood why He said this.
神爱我们爱到一个地步。
God loves us to a point.
连我们最勤烦、最 routine 做的吃跟喝，都可以用来荣耀神。
Even the most common things in our life, eating and drinking, can be used to glorify God.
好，我想让你们现在心里面问你们一个问题：你现在，你如果让你想一个你现在最喜欢的人，你如果能够做一件事情或送一样东西让他很快乐的话。
If I ask you to think of a person that you love the most and then think of something you can do for him or her, what would you do?
想一下，有时候不太好想哈。
It's not easy sometimes.
所以前两天我的儿子就很头痛，因为我生日，他们不知道送我什么东西。
So last week my sons were really worried because they didn't know what to give to me for my birthday.
后来他们就出了一个很好的 idea， 说要送爸爸一件衣服。
So they got this great idea to give me a
后来这个 idea 又更进一步说更理想，就是我们家三个男生都穿一样的衣服。
And then the idea got progressed that all three male in our family will wear the same shirt.
所以那天爷爷奶奶请我们吃完饭以后，我就带他们跑到他们小孩子喜欢去的那个 structure 店去买衣服去。
After we had dinner with grandpa and grandma, then we went to this clothing store.
他们给自己买了6块多一件的 on sale 的衣服。
So they each bought for themselves something about $6.
应该先讲，到了那边一看以后，我们 generation gap， 我们没有办法买一样的衣服。
But then because of generation gap, we couldn't agree on something. We couldn't agree on the same thing.
后来我的儿子，大儿子就做了一个建议，说那我们各买各的好了。
So David suggests that we just buy for our own.
所以他们挑了6块多的，帮我挑了一件10块钱的，10.9块的。
So they bought for themselves about $6 and they bought one for me that's about $10.
就是我这件。
And that's that's that shirt.
Generation gap.
And now you can tell the generation gap.
然后买出来我就很感动, 因为我的这件是唯一剩下的一件, 其他的都是小孩子的形状, 只有这件还老成一点,
so this is the only one left in the whole store that I can wear, so I'm very touched.
然后我就很高兴, 我第二天就穿, 你看我今天都穿,
so I just keep on wearing it even today.
弟兄姊妹, 有的时候, 你们不要觉得我在这里 show off, 以前在台湾有个眷村,
please don't feel that I'm showing off here.
那个妈妈有一天她的孩子送她一件睡衣, 他高兴得不得了，大街小巷穿着睡衣出来了。
There used to be in my village that a woman's son gave her a pajama, so she wore this pajamas all over the street to show off.
因为很高兴嘛，因为还所爱的在他身上做了一件爱的事情。
Because she was so touched that her beloved son gave her this pajama.
如果神每一天都说，你们今天要再想想看，你要怎么样来荣耀我。
But if God asks you, how are you going to glorify me today?
弟兄姊妹，我们真绞尽脑汁，已经想不完该怎么做了。
We'll be at our wit's end thinking what to do.
但是神却说，你们或吃或喝，最小的事情。
But yet the Lord says, whether you eat or drink, all these small things.
居然可以让这位坐宝座的万王之王、万主之主，他的心起乐。
We can even please the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with these small things.
啊，你不要说你做什么，能够让Clinton这样子的人高兴，他根本都看不在眼内的。
You know, don't think you can do anything to please Clinton. He doesn't even care.
啊，你不要说那样子的事情了，就连我们自己。
Even us.
我们生病了，我们受到打击，我们碰到困难，很多的时候我们觉得孤单，好像没有人了解，没有人管我们。
When we are sick or we are hurt, and a lot of times we feel lonely and we feel no one cares about us.
连我们发生了这么大的事情，好像别人都不太管我们。
Even when we have some very big difficulty, we feel nobody cares.
更不要说你的吃跟喝这么小的事情。
Let alone these small things, eating or drinking.
谁会去管你吃喝干嘛的？
Who will care what you eat or drink?
但是神居然连我们的吃喝他都 care.
But yet the Lord even cares about what we eat or what we drink.
居然连我们吃喝最平凡的事情能够叫神的心高兴。
Even these smallest things can please the heart of God.
所以如果我们从神的心肠的角度来看的话, 弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒真是要感谢神。
So if we look at this from the point of God's heart, we will be very thankful.
我们很小的事情都可以归荣耀给他。
We can glorify Him in the smallest things we do.
好的，我们谢饭真不真实。
When we say grace before meals, are we true?
是不是有一些食物我们为了他可以不吃？
Can we not touch some things because of him?
好，是不是我们能够像主的仆人一样，人家不管摆什么我们都吃，弟兄姊妹都是可以荣耀神的。
Or a servant of God, can we eat anything that's being given to us?
我以前跟你们讲过，神保禄牧师在几十年前，大概五十年前到这个中国的西南方苗黎族去传福音的时候。
Pastor Paul Shen went to this southwestern part of China about 50 some years ago.
他们那个时候吃东西碗盘子这些都是都不洗的，是用舌头舔的。
At that time he went to preach the gospel, and at that time they didn't wash dishes, they would just lick the plates clean.
所以那天他跟着一个西洋教师到了那个地方去，饿得要命，他们摆上了饭。
That day he went with a Western missionary to a house, and then they were presented with food.
因为他们是贵宾，多舔几下再给他们。
Because they're special guests, so the host just licked very very clean.
看着他根本不敢吃。
So he was so scared he dare not eat.
他回头一看，那个西洋教师那么感谢，带着感恩的心已经开始吃了。
But when he turned around, he saw this Western missionary. He ate with thankful heart.
那件事情在他的心中一个很深的印象。
And that event left a very deep impression in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前很多的小事，今天不是光现在吃喝，我们很多生活的事情都可以来荣耀神。
Not just eating or drinking, but there are many small things that we can glorify God.
你为主发一个福音单张。
Has one gospel track for the Lord.
你关心一个好久没来的弟兄姊妹，打个电话去问候他。
Call a brother or sister who hasn't come for a long time.
你觉得孩子最近心情不好，抽个空跟他坐下来谈一谈。
You feel your kid is in bad mood, spend some time and sit down and talk to him.
你发现你的弟兄最近工作的压力太大，有一天你把孩子们都打发了，陪陪他，甚至帮他按摩按摩，跟他讲讲话。 弟兄姊妹 all make difference.
Or like your husband's under a lot of pressure from work, maybe sometimes you just spend some time alone with your husband and give him a massage. It will make a big difference.
我们做任何事情为了神做。
Anything we do, do it for the glory of God.
我们做任何事情都可以归荣耀给神。
Anything we do can glorify God.
啊，让我们在主的面前一同学。
So let's learn together.
所以活着为耶稣。
So live for Jesus.
我们可以稳行在高处。
That we get to walk on the height.
所以弟兄姊妹，当任何一件事情，当我们开始过我们每一天生活的时候。
So when we live our normal daily life,
我们很简单的可以问自己这四个四件事情。
Ask us according to these four principles.
第一个
，First，
请大家一起来背，包括孩子们。
Let's memorize them together.
凡事都可行，但
进
步都有益处。第二个呢
？Second，
凡事都可行，但不受他辖制。第三个呢
？Third，
凡事都可行。但并不都造就人。第四个，或吃或喝，无论做什么，要为荣耀神而行。好，我们的信息就停在这。我们再来唱一下我们刚才唱的这个 Living Sacrifice， 我们把自己献上当作活祭。
Let's sing the hymn and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice。
那我们每一天在最简单的事情、最平凡的事情上。
So in the smallest and simplest things that we do,
让这些事对我们的生命带来益处。
That we will be benefit from these things.
让这些事让我们可以来造就别人。
That it can be constructive and edifying for others.
更让这些事情可以归荣耀给神。
That these things will glorify our God.
对不起，我这个没有拉下来。来，我们一起来唱，好不好？你要闭眼睛也可以，你要跟神举手也可以，但是要记得我们的身份是一个 living sacrifice， 是一个活祭。感谢今天早晨我们把我们的生活都交在主的手中，把我们自己奉献给神，愿意紧紧的跟随他，愿意为他来活。预备，来。我今天也可不我要紧紧跟随你，一切直到永远，我望我的神已经尽了生命。献上我的赞美，耶稣，主耶稣，加油我一生，耶稣，主耶稣，加油。想你，在我灵魂母的荣光，我完全相信你宝贵的应许，我还是在你怀中，我要向世人。得到你的恩典，直到我见你面。耶稣，主耶稣，加油我一生。耶 们请一起低头在主的面前。所以亲爱的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。主啊，早晨我们都把自己再带到祭坛之名，主你何等希望我们得生命，并且能够得到更丰盛的生命，你何等希望我们都能够在这个动荡不安的世代里面能够稳行在高处。主啊，我们就求你在这个夜最深，这个世界最混乱的里面，你为我们的生活都在重新拿起准绳来。你这位真所罗巴伯把你的准绳拉在你的家中，拉在你儿女的生活中，拉在我们每一个人的生命的深处，好让我们无论做什么事情都是愿意为着荣耀神而行，好让我们无论做什么事情我们都希望能够给人带来造就和祝福，好让我们无论做什么事情让我们可以得生命得益处，能够得到更丰盛的生命。主，我们谢谢你，我们在这里把不仅仅孩子们交给您，也把大人们都交给您，在这个世代的里面来保守我们，让我们的心真的是单单的爱主，而且永远都只为着主，好让我们经过这个世界我们却不被这个世界所吞灭，好让我们在每一天的生活中我们能够过得有意义有价值。基督不仅仅是我们的满足，基督成为我们活着的意义，那我们在最小的事上都可以跟永恒发生关系，都可以用来归荣耀给主。谢谢主，你听我们的祷告，保守我们在座的每一位，奉主耶稣基督的名。把时间交给佩妮弟兄。